We have a guest this morning, Allison Hardy from Window Woman of New England. And Allison is here because it's a very important time of year for her type of business. And Allison, good morning to you.
Good morning, Wynn. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure to have you. For folks who may not be familiar, Window Women of New England, or Woman of New England, you restore windows, wooden windows.
We do. We are based in Amesbury, and we work on repairing and restoring pretty much any window built before 1960-ish.
1960. Now, how did you get into that business?
Well, I have owned a series of old houses and got tired of people saying, just replace the windows. I thought, well, that seems wasteful. They're not that bad. Surely we can fix them. So I started working on our windows, started working on friends' windows. I was working in the textile industry at the time and sort of at that point where I was just bored and said, you know, everyone has windows in their homes. I think there's a business here. And 13 years on, we're still going strong.
That's fantastic. And you, you know, the last time we had a chance to chat, you've had some very interesting windows to work on.
We have. Even here in Newburyport, we've been working on the Swett Isley House. We've worked on the Toomey LeCompte Funeral Home. We've worked on just some beautiful projects around town. There's some great architecture here and some lovely windows.
How about that? Now, the other thing that I remember you telling me about is that the original windows give you more space to look out.
That's true. Replacement windows go inside the opening that's already in the building. So original windows go frame to frame. So you actually lose a bit of light if you put in a replacement window, depending on how it's done. But people forget that when they don't understand how old windows work versus new windows. And it's a whole different system, and they're constructed differently. And, you know, once you kind of understand how it all goes together, it's very intricate. It's very well designed, original windows. We've come away from that beautiful design thought that goes into the process and just have, unfortunately, unattractive new windows.
Now, can you make old windows behave like new windows?
We can. There's, you know, once all the systems go back and working, it's a beautiful thing. We it's kind of silly, but when we're done, our goal is to open them like butter. You know, the weights and pulley system has been much maligned, but it is really a wonderful system when it works. And of course, you know, after 100 years, none of us function as we did originally. So we need a little maintenance. We need a little repair. We need a little tender love and care.
You've practiced that line, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, one of the reasons that you're here today is because you're coming up with a seminar.
We are. May is National Preservation Month, and we started thinking about how we could participate in that. And Window Woman of New England is one of the members of the Window Preservation Alliance. And the Window Preservation Alliance has gotten behind this idea of doing a sash revival day. People can bring their windows to our shop. We'll help you learn how to glaze them. We'll teach you how to cut glass. Help you with any questions about how to maintain your old windows. It's Saturday, May 7th. From 10 to 2 in our workshop at 44R Elm Street in Amesbury.
Yeah, you have an interesting location. I found it kind of by mistake.
It's a little hidden. Elm Street, of course, is the main street into Amesbury, right before the Rotary, and we're behind a building. We're behind building number 44, so we're sort of tucked away down by the river.
Mm-hmm. And you can park over in the lot to the other side, right?
Yes. I always tell people to look for the barn restaurant and just park in that lot and then go to the back of the barn and you can see our building from there.
Yeah. Now, what's a sash?
A sash. So a window is the entire opening. The sash is the movable parts within that window. So it's the top and the bottom sash make a window.
Okay. Now, if I remember correctly, the old windows, they had the ropes and the weights. And the weight is the one that would always snap and drop right to the bottom, right?
Correct. You know, over time, again, after 80 years, the little cotton rope is going to get a little tired and it will break. But that's all very easily replaceable. Restored again, they'll last another 75 to 100 years.
Now, how do you make the weights?
We have a stash of weights. We harvest them from buildings that are being torn down or people just changing out their windows. We take all those pieces and parts and reuse them. They are usually cast iron, and they're marked with how heavy they are. So we have everything from 2-pound weights up to 25-pound weights.
Wow. So the bigger the window, the heavier the weight.
Correct. And sometimes it's the thickness of the glass that makes it heavier. Sometimes it's the size of the window that makes it heavier. Just all depends on how they're built.
Now, you had something else in the shop that people can use to help bring in fresh air. That little wooden stick?
Oh, yes. We manufacture what we call window sticks, W-S-T-I-K. They're based on a shaker design that has notches in it that will help hold the window open safely.
That's important. It's a lot better to do it that way than to stick a book in there or something like that.
True. And in places like Newburyport, where you really have some very old properties, windows built before around the 1850s did not have counterbalances. They didn't have weights and pulleys. And they would typically have, we see a lot of cast iron buttons that hold them open. We see all sorts of little things. There are little catches that people used. So before the weights and pulleys, it was fairly ingenious trying to figure out how to keep your window open safely. And so things like the window stick were very important.
Oh, wow. We're talking with the window woman of New England, Allison Hardy, and you have the your sash replacement.
Sash Revival Day.
Sash Revival Day coming up on Saturday. So that'll be a good thing. Now, if somebody made the unfortunate decision to replace an original window with a plastic window, can you undo that?
It's difficult. We have done a couple of them. Finding the exact size of window that you want can be tricky. We do have work with a number of people who can make wooden windows the traditional way. So it can be possible to put it back to having a real wood window that will last more than 10 years.
Now, that's important too, isn't it?
It is. We forget that, you know, your window, if you have an 1890s house, your window has already been doing service for 100 plus years. If you replace it, most modern windows will only give you a 20-year warranty at best. So you're looking at now replacing something five times for something that has lasted an entire century. And with our work, what we try to do is make sure that the windows last another century. So we're not filling up our landfills with building products unnecessarily.
And you're looking for homes built in the 1960s and before.
True. It's, you know, we sort of put that arbitrary 1960s date on it, but it just seems like building practices changed right about that time into going into disposable building materials. So sometimes we can fix newer windows, but traditionally, they're not, the newer ones are just not built to be fixed. They're just built to be replaced and replaced and replaced and replaced.
Hmm. Now, I remember you were telling me the story about, I grew up in Concord, Mass., and you had a prominent project in Concord, Mass.
We did. We actually did the Wright Tavern right in downtown Concord at the Rotary. It's where the Congressional Congress met before the United States was even the United States. So it was very humbling project to work on, to know that we were looking out the same glass that perhaps John Hancock had looked out of.
If this window could talk.
Exactly.
Now, as glass ages, it gets wavy, right?
No, that's actually a myth.
Oh.
Glass blowing, glass making methods have changed. And it's still very much a process of what materials you put into it and how you form it. Some of the older glass was called rondel glass, and it's blown like a big plate of glass, and then they would cut the pieces out of that glass. Then we evolved into cylinder glass, which is blown like a bottle, flattened, cut, and shaped into glass. So each of those has different irregularities. And I think the myth of the flowing glass is because if you are cutting from a rondel of glass, it will be thicker in towards the middle and thinner towards the edge. So you want the thicker edge to be down so that you have more support for your glass. If you put it the other way, then you would put more stress on the glass. So you want to put the thicker edge at the bottom so it looks like it's flowing. But we wouldn't have Egyptian glass vases if glass continued to become a liquid. So.
Okay. All right. I get that. So when people have if they have an older home and they want to get their windows repaired, do you actually go to the site or do you take the windows out or have the windows taken out and brought to you?
We do a little of both. It depends on what condition the window is in. We do a lot of work, what we call just a tune-up. So we go in on site, replace the ropes, replace any broken glass, reglaze the window, weather strip them, clean them, wax them, put them back in. If something is in pretty bad shape or if they just want it to look as good as it did 200 years ago, we strip all the paint off of it, repair any damage that's been done to it, put it back together, square it up, reglaze it, paint it, and put it back in. And that work is typically done in our shop because it's much more labor intensive. But we do a lot of stuff on site and we try to pull out a number of windows that we can put right back in that same day. So they're fixed up and ready to go again.
Now, when you do the reglazing, what is I'm not handy with this stuff. What's glazing?
Well, it's interesting because that's why we're doing the sash revival day, is that skills like reglazing a window is something that our grandfathers all knew how to do, and we've lost that. So glazing putty is typically made of linseed oil and whiting or calcium carbonate, and it forms a putty, and its goal is to seal the wood to the glass. Wood will continue to move. Glass actually expands and contracts with heat. So you want something that stays flexible, and an oil-based putty will do that. It will make that nice little bond between the glass and the wood without making it so rigid that you could break the glass or break the wood. And it is something that is designed to fail. It lasts a certain number of years, and then you have to re-putty it. But you don't have to throw out the window because the putty's bad. You just have to re-putty it. And it is, I distinctly remember when I started working on my own windows, how frustrating it was to work with putty. It just always wanted to ball up or make little lumps, and it never looked smooth. And I believe there was some foul language used at my house. But you stick with it. And now you should see my crew. They are awesome glazers. I mean, we do so many windows that by the time you get to your 20th one, you're pretty darn good at glazing a window. And so that's why we're hoping that people will come to us on Saturday and bring us your window sash, and we'll help you learn how to do this skill that your grandfather knew how to do. Probably your grandmother knew how to do it too.
Oh, I bet she probably did. So some folks just have the windows already out of the house, don't they? They might be stored somewhere.
Oh, yes. Basements, attics, we find them all over the place. You know, a lot of in garages, you'll find stacks of windows. So they're all savable.
Interesting stuff. And you mentioned weather stripping. Did they do that a long time ago? Did they weather strip a house?
Not really. What's interesting is the weather stripping seems to have evolved because windows change their fit over time. You know, buildings settle, things get out of square, gaps develop. So weather stripping can be used to fill in those gaps and make it a little more snug. I mean, you have to understand that a lot of these buildings were built without the idea of even having too much internal heat. So the idea of you were losing air out the windows, well, you didn't care. You more wanted to keep the rain out, but it was never that it would keep it so snug that you would be toasty all year.
And you keep mentioning staying square. So windows get lopsided too, right?
Windows get lopsided. Buildings get lopsided. We People all slump a little in our age, right?
All right. So the main thing is bring us your windows coming up on Saturday.
Exactly. And I also wanted to mention that the Newburyport Preservation Trust is doing a preservation week starting May 10th through May 15th. And we're very honored that they have chosen to honor us with a preservation award. So if anybody wants to come to the Maritime Museum on Sunday the 15th, the Window Woman crew is getting a preservation award.
Ah, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you. We're very excited.
And you talk about the Window Woman crew, you have a lot of folks.
We do. We actually have 9 employees right now, and we're always looking to hire.
Oh my gosh, that's more than the radio station.
You can come work for us.
All right. Well, Allison, thank you so much. It's fascinating. You know your stuff.
Well, when you look at as many windows as you do, you kind of get obsessed with it. Even when I travel, I tend to look at windows. It's kind of embarrassing. But, we're, and what I love about the Window Preservation Alliance is that we're all a bunch of window nerds, and it's nice to be able to talk shop with people who get the putty.
I never knew that there was a window alliance there.
It's new. We just formed it last year, but there's a growing number of companies who are doing this kind of work, and a lot of them are women-owned.
Oh, I see a lobby group going on, and you'll be hitting Beacon Hill. I bet the Beacon Hill, the State House, I bet they have a lot of wooden windows.
They do, and they actually got restored not too long ago.
Nice.
Not by us. But ah.
And probably besides homes, there are, around this area anyway, there are a lot of old buildings, a lot of old commercial buildings and churches too, right?
Yes. Actually, one of my first real jobs was the Hawthorne Hotel in Salem, Massachusetts. Talk about jumping in with both feet.
Oh, my gosh. Well, congratulations on that one. Hey, Allison, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Allison Hardy, the Window Woman of New England. And don't forget the sash revival coming up on Saturday from 10 till noon, or 10 till 2, anyway, 4 hours of window work. That's going to be fantastic and a lot of fun. Bring your windows and they'll help you learn how to fix that. All right, Allison, thank you for joining us here on The Legends, WNBP.